Transforming Bodies, a judgment-free zone where Trish answers all your burning questions about aesthetics procedures. Find out what and who is the latest and greatest, and gain clarity on what options are out there to leave you feeling good in your body.
Hello, listeners. It's Trish Hammond here from the Transforming Bodies podcast. And today I'm joined with Dr. Robin Sipp, who is a dermatologist based in Florida, USA. And she's speaking at a couple of sessions at the non-surgical symposium up on the Gold Coast this weekend. So we're going to have a bit of a chat with her about how she started the business and what she loves doing, why she loves doing what she does. So welcome, Dr. Sipp.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Lovely. Thank you for taking the time. So tell me, first of all, what made you become a dermatologist? Like, why pick derm as your specialty?
Great question. Always love math and science. And I think my family history of melanoma really started to steer me in the direction. I actually first started out as a Mohs surgeon. And then I realized quickly through exploring different fields in dermatology that my love and passion for art was a perfect combination to do cosmetic dermatology, and that my cravings of artwork on the weekends and at night were actually satisfied in the office by sculpting my patients' faces in kind of a metaphorical way through different injectables and devices. I also just realized that I could just make my patients happy every day. And it was a wonderful feeling when I kind of ventured out into doing purely cosmetic dermatology.
Yeah, fantastic. And what? How long ago did you actually venture into the cosmetic side? Because you have to learn dermatology before you can learn cosmetic dermatology on top of it. Is that right?
That is. So in the States, we do 4 years of medical school, and then we do a 4-year residency in dermatology. And then after that, you kind of can either take fellowships or explore other areas. I, at the time, was specializing and had a fellowship. I took a test, the Mohs Society, and started doing Mohs surgery. But soon after that, I loved working with my hands, but I realized that I also loved doing cosmetics through artwork with my patients. And so that became a passion. And I would say I was doing surgical dermatology for a few years before actually one of my patients kind of pushed me into the cosmetic area. I was doing a surgery on her. I had removed a melanoma, and she asked me to do some Botox. And I said at the time, this was 15 plus years ago, that there were other people, you know, in the practice that I was working for at the time that did that, that I was just purely, you know, surgical. And she said, you did this huge, crazy surgery that was so complicated. I think you can handle a little Botox. I really trust you. I feel comfortable with you as my doctor. I would like you to do it. So she pushed me into doing it, and she came back in 2 weeks, and she was ecstatic. And she said, you know, you've boosted my self-esteem. I feel great. I went out and got this job that I was too afraid to get. And the power of making people feel good and changing their lives, it was kind of what I call the lollipop moment. I don't know if you've heard about that, but it was my aha moment where I realized that this is what I wanted to do for the rest of my life, is just make people happy, make people feel good about how they look. And that started me on my journey. And so I've been doing cosmetic dermatology probably for about 10 years now, and then solely for about just the last 8 years.
Fantastic. And I reckon one of the best things about being a dermatologist, especially a cosmetic dermatologist, is you're always going to look good.
Well, it's kind of like the shoemaker who never had good shoes. So
the mechanic doesn't service his car.
Yes. I don't quite make time for myself, but I do definitely for others. Yeah. On occasion, we have late nights at the office, and we'll exchange services. So we have some fun there, but yeah, usually I forget.
Yeah, fantastic. And tell me, so when did you actually start on your Cyton journey? Because I know that you love your devices, and we've chatted briefly before, and it sounds like you've got quite a few. So when did you start your Cyton journey?
So when I first opened my own practice, I wanted to have the best patient care. And to do that, you need state-of-the-art equipment. So I literally went out and asked every device company to come into my office, and I wanted to try it out on my own staff, on myself, see what it felt like, see the results, and know that I was getting the best equipment. And I had gone through about 6 different companies, and I actually had never heard of Cyton at the time. And one of the last companies, you know, said, okay, are you getting ready to make your decision? And I said, yeah, I think, you know, may call a few other people. I'm not 100% sure. And he's like, well, let me give you some word of advice. If you're thinking about the Cyton, you know, they are like the Bentley of cars. And my company is more like the Toyota. And he said, you know, you can get from A to B just fine with both, and mine's much less expensive. And I said, okay, not knowing, I never heard of Cyton. But after he left, I'm like, I want to try out the Bentley of cars. So I immediately called up and had my Cyton rep come over to show me what it was all about. And I was just floored. This was, you know, back 10, 15 years ago. And the technology was just so surpass all the other companies. I remember specifically for the IPL machine that the other companies had, they would like cut out circles in paper, like, and do like art projects to get like the right shapes and sizes for the things. And I'm like, I'm gonna do this when I'm charging like really expensive pricing. I'm gonna be doing this in the room. This is gonna take me too long. And then, you know, having to transfer the different heads for each filter, it was just way too much work, knowing my patients who are like, oh, I have a spot here, oh, and then a red spot there, and then a brown spot. And I could imagine myself having to switch out these heads. So when Cyton came in and showed me these filters that easily pop in and out, and these beautiful gold adapters that go on, that they're magnetic, and it just, it blew me away. And then seeing the results, I thought I would need like five different lasers to achieve the versatility of what the BBL was able to do. And so I was sold on my journey. And the really funny thing is that rep who first made me aware of Cyton came back a few years later working for a completely different company. And he looked around, and I told him the story that I had actually never heard of Cyton until he told me. And he said, man, I should have been a rep because I would have earned that whole commission. So he was like, he felt responsible for my moving on to Cyton. But I quickly fell in love. And I have to say, you know, every time I went to buy a new laser, it made no sense to me to buy the same one. So I kept going out to all the other companies and seeing, what else do you guys have? What else is there? And I keep coming back to Cyton, and I'm buying two or three or four of the same things for a reason. You know, they work, they're versatile, I get great results, minimal side effects, technology's great, the people are great. And I've just been very happy. I still have the machines from 15 years ago that I bought, still working in my practice today, which is a huge testament to Cyton. I know if I would have went with the Toyota of lasers, that wouldn't have been the case. So,
how many Cyton devices do you have? Oh, actually, what was your first one?
So I bought a BBL with an erbium contour and profractional. Kind of that, I think it was the Jewel at the time, the platform, and it has served me very, very well. I can treat almost all conditions that I thought I was going to need, you know, PDL for Wereds. I thought I was going to need an Alexandrite. I thought I was going to need, you know, like five different others, but with one BBL and the different filters, I've been able to treat everything that I want to, from reds, browns, anti-aging, acne, hair removal on lighter skin. And I've actually been doing a lot of research recently on other things that you can use it for. So after I inject and I have purpura, you know, we all get bruising from injections. We treat that with the BBL. And
so it's purpura bruising?
Yes, sorry.
You treat that with the BBL as well?
I do, and it got me thinking, because I have a lot of older population in my area, and they have what's called senile purpura, where their arms are the skin gets very thin, and they get bruising. Yes. And so I did a little pilot study with the help of Cyton to show that actually it can treat that condition as well, thicken the skin. And then I started to go into more and more things. Like now my research is on skin cancers, that there are certain tumor suppressor genes that BBL seems to upregulate to help protect us from skin cancer. So it's been very exciting, kind of full circle, coming back to what I started with. And I love, you know, research and inventing new things. But that BBL has definitely taken me very far with that one And I always recommend when people come to me and they're first starting out in practice, if they can only buy one, then I recommend the BBL for sure. Then the second one was the contour and the Profrax. Because my population is a little more elderly, it's been very helpful to not only get rid of the reds and browns, but also resurface the skin, so get rid of the wrinkles. So the combination has been really great, and why I love Cyton's devices, and I tried all the resurfacing devices out there, is that it's tunable. So for a younger patient, I can do a very light, you know, nano peel, very quick, doesn't hurt, in and out, low downtime, and I can kind of totally tune it to going a little deeper at 20, 30, 40 microns to then the deeper ones with the serious wrinkles. So I really can treat all ages because of the tunability of that laser.
Do you know, and it's so interesting because what you mentioned about the BBL, my husband's an engineer, so he was reading all stuff because he's very keen to get BBL. And he was like, I reckon this could be really good for people that have skin cancers, you know, like.
He agreed with me.
He totally agreed with me. I'm like, no, you can't have a laser, but hey, it just makes a lot of sense because you go, you know, get them burnt off and it just.
Yeah, so we use both. We also use the Profrax. That has been shown already in studies to help with precancers, actinic keratosis. So we're going down and we're kind of punching out all the bad skin cells and the body's kind of healing with nice new fresh skin. And so it can take away a lot of the sun skin damage. But it's amazing that with the BBL, and a lot of that work was done by Dr. Bitter and Chang and others, showing that it can non-invasively change the expression of RNA, which regulates proteins in our body. And normally we have proteins in our body that fight skin cancers. But as we age, kind of the expression of them goes down. And so that's where my new area of focus is to see the BBL increasing these kind of like genes that are on the lookout for any bad things, and they go and they treat it. So one condition called XP or is an unfortunate condition in dermatology where people don't have any protection against damage from the UV. So normally we go out in the sun, and a lot of people don't know this, but every time we go out in the sun, it damages our DNA. But we innately have genes and proteins that go and fix it. So the whole thought is this BBL can upregulate those proteins that go and fix it. And the condition, it's called the XP gene, it's lacking in people with this disorder. And so they're not able to fix it. So they go out in the sun. And every time they go out in the sun, they usually grow cancer. So, you know, to me, this is a great field to be able to try to help people. And the technology is so amazing. And there's just so much we don't know. So it's very exciting for me.
Yeah, I love that you're not just a practitioner. You're like a researcher as well, and which also makes you very innovative. Because the only way that people learn is, or things get better, is by people trying things out. And it sounds like that's exactly what you love doing.
Yes.
Perfect.
I love thinking outside the box.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, I could talk to you all day, but I want to ask you one last question. You do a lot of Stax treatments. Can you tell us a little bit about Stax? Because I'm all for it. I'm a Stax junkie at the moment.
So, you know, up until now, you know, the more downtime, the more results you get. So, but there's been a big kind of change to people wanting a lot of no downtime treatments and kind of maintaining and correcting that way. And, you know, a lot of people don't have time, the big downtime for the full resurfacing. They can't take a week off of work. They can't, you know, afford that time away from family. And so by combining multiple non-invasive treatments, it gets us closer and closer to that optimal treatment with not a lot of downtime but great results. So one of my favorites is combining BBL Hero with Moxie. And the reason they're so great together is the BBL really attacks reds and browns and color, you know, the 400 to the 800 range, whereas the Moxie is completely different. It's a thulium laser, 1927, and that does not see all those colors, but what it does is it's attracted to water, and so it causes a little bit of resurfacing under the skin. But the best part about it is that it is under the skin and it keeps the top layer completely intact. So it's very different than full laser resurfacing. This is non-ablative resurfacing. And because that top layer of skin is intact, it allows us to put makeup and go to work the next day. And no one really knows what's going on underneath, but we put a lot of heat. And over the next few days, you don't see it that much, but you can kind of feel what we call MENS, which is microepidermal necrotic debris, kind of come up, and you can feel that exfoliation, and you can really feel the results that you're getting. And I call it like a polishing. So, you know, I'm getting rid of the reds and browns, and then I'm resurfacing and polishing with Amoxi. And the combination together has just been a win-win in my practice, because people are going to work the next day with makeup. It's not ablative, but yet we're treating the colors, we're treating, you know, the skin texture, and we're kind of getting everything done in the least amount of risk of side effects or in the least amount of downtime.
And it's so interesting because I'm a great believer of like 1 + 1 = 3 when you're doing the combination treatments, and I've just had it my first BBL ever because they thought my skin was too dark, and I had it combined with Halo, and I have never had such amazing skin.
You are glowing. But yes, there is a synergy between all of the treatments for sure, and I see that myself. I agree completely.
I love that. Well, look, thank you so much for taking the time today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Lovely. Listeners, so if you do want to find out a little bit more about Dr. Sip, you can Google her, send me an email or DM us on our podcast page, and I'll put you in touch and check you all out. You can check her out. Thank you so much.
Thanks again.
Got a burning question for Trish? Message her on Instagram at Transforming Bodies, or join the 12,000+ people in the Facebook group Plastic Surgery Support Forum for Aussie Chicks.